multi-talented, amazing Michael Jackson. This song was released on this day in 1995, You Are Not Alone by Michael Jackson. Every time you hear his voice, it makes you think that what we lose so quickly in this world, I have to hold on to things. Well, that's the beginning of our day in history of the September the 2nd. For a quick things that happened on this day in history for you all, some interesting stuff. This was, we often hear about this. There were many things that defined America. In 1885, there was a thing called the Rock Springs Massacre. This is an era when the railroads were bringing in Chinese labor to work in the mines and railroads of the United States of America. And white workers were out there doing the work in the mines as well. And they set this conflict up, and the conflict ended up with a hundred or so of the white workers enraged that these Chinese workers were taking their jobs, came in and slaughtered dozens, and was known as the Rock Springs Massacre on this day in 1885. On this day in 1833, on a more positive note, this was a day that Oberlin College was founded in Oberlin, Ohio, by Presbyterian ministers. And it was openly progressive back then. Founded in 1835, in 1833, and then in 1835, many of its leaders were part of the abolition movement, became the first college to admit African-American students in the United States of America. Oberlin College, founded on this day in 1833. This is also the day the United States Department of Treasury was founded. But two people had birthdays today that I found very interesting. One was John Thompson, the great basketball coach, born on this day in 1941, the first African-American head coach to win an NCAA Division I championship. And this is the birthday of one of our greatest artistic intellectuals and an amazing human being whose work everybody knows when you say his name, Romare Bearden, born on this day in September 2nd, 1911. Born in North Carolina, came north with his parents very early, and he just... It was an incredible artist who changed styles of painting over the course of lives, changed how his influences really influenced American painting in many ways, was part of the whole world with Rothko and all the other abstract painters. But he painted through many mediums, and he was dedicated through his work to building unity in the black community and for social change. He deeply believed in that, and his work spoke to all of that. He was one of America's great artistic icons, born on this day, September the 2nd. And that is this day in history. We are going to give you much more with our music. Of course, you can go to steinershow.org and read the rest of this day in history. We'll be right back with our panel. Stay with us. ¶¶